Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwana Kaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has revised downwards the pump prices of petrol, diesel, kerosene and jet A1 for the month of June 2025, effective midnight. ERB Board's Chairperson James Bander says the pump prices for petroleum products shall be 31 kwacha 36 ngwe per litre for petrol, 25 kwacha 12 ngwe for diesel, 24 kwacha 79 ngwe per litre and 27 kwacha 18 ngwe per litre for kerosene and jet A1 respectively. Mr. Banda has attributed the decrease to the reduction in the prices of petroleum products on the international market and the appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar by 4.44% from 28 kwacha 13 ngwe per US dollar to 26 kwacha 88 ngwe per US dollar in May 2025. Kanchivia Member of Parliament Sande Chanda has urged government to immediately make public the delimitation report prepared by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Mr. Chanda says the recent gazetting of the figure 55 as the proposed number of new constituencies makes the need for openness even more pressing. He said delimitation is not merely a technical or administrative exercise. It carries far-reaching implications for representation, political participation, resource allocation, and equitable development across the country. Mr. Chanda said citizens have a fundamental right to know how boundaries are being redrawn and how such decisions will affect their voice in parliament and access to national resources.
The recent gazetting of the figure 55 as proposed as the proposed number of new constituencies makes the need for openness even more pressing. Delimitation is not only and is not merely a technical or administrative exercise. It carries far-reaching implications for representation, political participation, resource allocation and equitable development across our republic. Citizens have a fundamental right to know how boundaries are being redrawn and how such decisions will affect their voice in parliament and access to national resources. The integrity of our democracy depends on elections, but on the processes that shape electoral frameworks.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima has warned that if current trends persist, tobacco could claim over 8 million lives annually by 2030, with 80% of these premature deaths occurring in low- and middle-income countries. Speaking at the launch of World No Tobacco Day in Lusaka in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry Acting Director of Public Health, Dr. Matilda Simpongwe, Dr. Mchima has emphasized that tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable deaths worldwide, resulting in nearly 6 million deaths annually from various health conditions. He said in Zambia, an estimated 16% of the population consumes tobacco products, with over 12% using tobacco products like cigarettes and pipes. Dr. Mchima has also highlighted the vulnerability of children to green tobacco sickness caused by nicotine absorption through skin contact with wet tobacco leaves. He said government is pursuing legislation to curb tobacco use among young people and has made progress in domesticating the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control to promote harm reduction strategies and improve public health.
If current trends continue, by 2030, tobacco may account for over 8 million deaths annually, with 80% of these premature deaths occurring in low and middle income countries. Without immediate action, tobacco use could result in the loss of up to a billion lives in the 21st century. More than 7 million of those deaths are the result of direct tobacco use, while around 1.2 million are the result of young smokers who are exposed to secondhand smoke.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia has expressed concern and disappointment over the approach taken by the Teaching Service Commission regarding the alleged irregularities in the transfers, promotions and appointments of teachers on the Copperbelt province. NUPES Executive Director Victor Muyomba believes that these alleged irregularities are a national problem arising from lack of coordination between the Teaching Service Commission and the Ministry of Education, for which teachers should not end up as victims. He said teachers should not be made as scapegoats for alleged administrative irregularities. Mr. Muyomba said these teachers were issued appointments, promotion or transfer letters by authorities believed to be acting within their official capacity. He said if there are indeed anomalies, then investigations must be directed at the officials responsible for processing and approving these movements, and not the teachers who are simply fulfilling their professional responsibilities as instructed.
In light of this, NUPES demands that the Teaching Service Commission and the Ministry of Education immediately engage in dialogue with teacher unions to address the matter collaboratively, transparently and with fairness. We also wish to assure all NUPES members that we are actively following up on this issue and do not allow any member of the union to be victimized for other people's lack of coordination. We urge all our members to remain calm and continue executing their duties diligently while the union engages the relevant authorities on this matter. As NUPES, we are committed to defending the rights of educators and promoting fairness and justice within the education sector.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Policy analyst Zondwayo Duma has expressed concern over the continued rise in the cost of living following the release of the Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket for May 2025, which stands at 11,272 kwacha, an increase of 571 kwacha compared to the same period last year. Mr. Duma has stated that the increase is a clear indication that the cost of living continues to rise, leaving many households struggling to meet their daily nutritional needs. He has further warned that the persistent upward trend puts more citizens at risk of falling into poverty, emphasizing the urgent need for effective strategies to curb food inflation and make basic necessities more affordable for the average household.
A weight of 500 kwacha compared to last year. This therefore entails that many people are more likely to struggle to meet daily food required compared to what it was like last year. Therefore, put us at a risk for a further increment for people living in poverty and struggling to meet their daily needs compared to the case last year. It also entails that we have to step up our food production so that we can meet this deficit and also just reduce on the food inflation.
The news continues after these messages.
I beg your pardon. Meanwhile, some Lusaka residents have expressed concern over the escalating cost of living, describing the financial burden as overwhelming.
Seriously, the cost of living has become so high that some people can't even afford to have a 3 square meal. So you can imagine if those who work and have businesses, they only manage to have 2 meals a day. What about those who only do piece work? If they don't manage to find their piece work that day, which means they won't be able to eat. This thing is really, really affecting the Zambians, especially the low workers.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has warned of China posing an imminent threat to Taiwan, while urging Asian countries to boost defense spending and work with the U.S. to deter war. Hegseth also said that while the U.S. does not seek to dominate or strangle China, the U.S. would not be pushed out of Asia and would not allow intimidation of allies. He was addressing top Asian military officials at the Shangri-La Dialogue, a high-level defense summit held annually in Singapore. The BBC has more.
The U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has said that China's military threat to Taiwan could be imminent and that any attack would have devastating consequences. He told a security conference in Singapore.